Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold Earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum, and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from Eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bédier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisafor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of her visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Invisible Passageway, delivered on November the 26th, 1999 in Durban, South Africa.
I welcome you to this evening's lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Manene namanenekazi siyanibingelela kulo busuku banamuhla kulo inkulumo yethu noma isifundo sika wonke sika Master Ching Hai.
Master Ching Hai is a spiritual leader whose teachings are very simple and practical.
Supreme Master ungumholi kwezenkolo kakhulu and sonke sokulalela okushoyo yena manje.
Her message is one of unconditional love and compassion for all sentient beings.
Ezinye izinkulumo zakhe ke ezidle kakhulu othandweni nasekuthobekeleni kuko konke.
She teaches the Kuan Yin method.
Ufundisa Kuan Yin method,
which is the ancient science of enlightenment,
okuyisayensi yasemandulo,
and the divine art of self-realization,
kanye nobuciko bokaNkulunkulu.
This method involves meditation on the inner celestial light and sound.
Le mfundiso lena ke ibalula kakhulu ekuthini kwazi ukugxila kubona ekakhulu ngaphakathi.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may ask, what impact has this philosophy had on us in South Africa?
Malinga ningazi ngizobuza wena ukuthi ngaphela engabe yini okukhona lapha kona phakathi enhlizweni.
What is the answer?
Igula kusinikezani?
I believe the greater part of the answer is in enlightenment.
Ngikukholwa ekuthini konke ke lokho kumakhathilini.
May the wisdom and teachings of the Supreme Master Ching Hai
akusibhekeki ezifundisweni zakhe lesi sinika zona manje.
Illuminate our path. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Master Ching Hai, thank you for coming to Durban to grace us with your presence.
Uyabonga ngokufika kwakho eThekwini.
We will now have the Surya Langa Dance Company from the University of Durban, Westville.
Sesizothola manje inkampani ebizwa kuthiwa iSurya Dance eyiyona ezosivilela la ngaphambili.
Who will now perform an Afro-Indian dance.
Ezosiphefumela ngokuthi Africa dance.
On behalf of the Surya Langa Dance Company from the University of Durban, Westville, we cannot say how honored we feel to be able to present such a dance as a gift of art to the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Egameni ke le nkampani iSurya Langa Dance yalapha ya eNyuvesi yaseWestville siyathokoza ukuthi ke sibe nothuba lokuthi sidansele uMaster wethu uChing Hai.
The theme of the dance is great confusion. And the only thing that stills the confusion is one dancer seeing the self in the other.
Umongo wale umdanso wethu ke uthi ke ukungaqondisisi okukhulu okukhona kubantu.
Supreme Master, we present to you a gift of art in an African dream.
Master, ke sesikwethulela ke umdanso wethu ngephupho okuthiwa yile elase Africa.
My
Thank you very much.
Surya, Surya Langa
Dance Company. We now will have our Supreme Master Qinghai to address us.
Sabona.
Ngiyanibingelela.
Thank you so much for this extraordinary dance. I'm so impressed.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ke kulo mdanso ngaka.
Looks like heaven's dance.
Ubonakala ngathi wasezulwini.
So beautiful, so beautiful.
Muhle kakhulu.
Did you enjoy?
Nina uthokozela.
Wow, it could go on forever. It's beautiful.
Ngingaqhubeka kuze kube inaphakade. Kuhle.
Yes. When we look at the old tradition, the rituals and the customs of all the countries.
Uma ngabe ke sibheka imbiso yakudala, amasiko zonke ezininkolelo.
We can almost guess where we came from.
Singacisheke sihlambisele ukuthi saqhamukapi.
And all the dance, the music, the songs,
umdanso nomculo.
We must come from heaven.
Ngicabanga ukuthi siqhamuka ezulwini.
Because in the golden age, everyone wears similar to those costumes.
Ngoba ke kulesa sikhathi sasemandulo bonke abantu ke babefana nalabaya.
And walk the way of the clown.
Bahamba ngendlela sengathi ke bangama clown.
Before we walk as if we dance, we talk as if we sing.
Ekuqaleni ke sasihamba sengathi siyadansa, sikhuluma sengathi siyacula.
We look at each other as if we are falling in love.
Sasibukana sengathi ke sinothando noma siyathandana.
And that's the way of heaven. So if we look at the old custom and the old tradition or habits, we must know that we came from heaven.
Iyona ke indlela ke yasezulwini ke leyo ke indlela esibukana ngayo. Nendlela ke esidansa ngayo ifana neyabantu basezulwini.
When we are able to reconnect ourselves or remember ourselves as member of the celestial royalty, then we will know that we really have a very, very glorious origin.
Uma ngabe ke sikhumbula kahle noma uma ngabe sicabanga ngathi thina ngokwethu siba nomqondo omuhle noma isithombe esihle saloku lolukholo oluwudumo.
But now, because many of us have forgotten how to reconnect ourselves, how to remember our origin, therefore we're kind of lost in this planet and we think this is ourselves. The body is us, and whatever we think, whatever we do, that's us.
Manje-ke ngoba iningi-ke lethu-ke selikhohliwe indlela esixhumana ngathi nobuthina selicabanga ukuthi-ke yiyona ndlela noma inkambiso esiye senze ngayo le ngendlela esidansa ngayo nendlela esizibuka ngayo.
For the people who are fortunate, they can also live in both worlds at the same time, just like the ancient masters. They can exist in this physical planet as well as in the higher dimension of the kingdom of God.
Abanye ke bethu ke abanenhlanhla ke bayakwazi ukuthi baphile kulemhlaba yombili, bakwazi ukuthi baphile kulomhlaba lo esiphila kuona njengamanje, baphinde futhi baphile kulomhlaba lo ya owomphefumulo wokuxhumana noNkulunkulu.
Actually, all of us can do this. Not only the ancient masters, all of us can do this. Many of the Indian masters still can do this, many of the yogis can do this, and many of us in the Western world and Asian world, Oriental world, can do this.
ngokusempeleni ke iningi lethu lingakwazi ukuthi liphile lempilo le embaqambili akubona kuphela omaster kuphela ngoba omaster base India bangakwazi ukuthi ke bayiphile lempilo embaqambili kanye nalabo be York bangakwazi ukuthi bayiphile lempilo embaqambili.
In the ancient time, because of the secrecy and the inconvenience of transportation as well as communication, this kind of practice has been kept more or less a mystery. But nowadays, because we have access to all kind of public communication as well as very fast transportation, so today, in this age, there are countless of beings, countless of people who have access to this way of life, to the way of a normal life, of the life we should live, a life of celestial being as well as human being.
Emandulo ke lokhu ke kwakufihlekile abantu ke bengazama ukuthi ke bazi ngakho konke okwenzekayo kuyimfihlo kodwa ke kulesikhathi ke samanje esesiphile kulesikhathi lesokuthi ke yonke into iphumela obala noma ivele shashalazini sesiyakwazi ukuthi izinto ezazifihliwe sizibone zibe sobala ngokuhamba ke noma ke ngokuthuthuka kwendlela zokuxhumana nezinto zokuhamba nobuchwepheshe ke obunye abantu ke sebayakwazi ke ukuthi ke impilo yabo yehluke noma ihambe ngendlela efanele esheshayo.
And when we are able to visit heaven at will, we will lose all the attachment for this world. At that time, we do not need to keep the commandments. The commandments become our life. We do not need to read the Bible become our way of living.
Ngaleso sikhathi uma sesiphila leyo mpilo yokufisa ukuba sezulwini, sizobeke sesingasaphili ngendlela yale miyalo le elishumi. Imiyalo le elishumi kuzobe sekuyona mpilo yethu, sizobe sesingasayifundi. IBhayibheli sizobe singasalifundi, sizobe sesiphila impilo yaseBhayibhelini.
And we will see that no matter how beautiful the dress, how beautiful the furniture, how beautiful the possession we have in this world is nothing compared to the real property, the real life that we have in the celestial dimension.
Noma ngabe home, noma ngabe izimpahla noma izingubo esizembethe zingaba zindle kangakanani, zikwebezele zibe nobukhazikhazi obungakanani. Kodwa ke singekwazi ukuthi ke zinqobe lo mphefumulo noma ubuthina.
That's why many of the masters or the spiritual practitioners of the old time as well as now, once they have the taste of heaven or contact with heaven on a daily basis, they have no more desire for whatever the most appealing things in this world. And we call them the renunciate. But they are renunciate by nature. They are not forced themselves to do that, or they do not do that just because the Bible says so or because the scripture says so.
Ingakho ke namuhla ke noma emandulo o master ubathi bangezwa la ukuthi ke bathole inkanuko yasezulwini noma ke ukuthi ke bazwe kancane okwasezulwini abantu basafuna ukwala emhlabeni ngoba ke besuke sibathathekile yilokho okwasezulwini.
When Jesus was among us, he didn't even have shoes. He did not care, not because he couldn't afford shoes. He has disciples, and of course disciples would have done everything at all to make the master's life more comfortable, but he did not care for that. Of course, if he has, he could care, but he did not want to care.
Ngenkathi ke uJesu ke enathi wayengenazo ngisho igathulo, hayi ngoba wayengekwazi ukuzithenga, kodwa ngoba wayengenandaba nazo. Futhi ke wayenabalandeli noma abafundi bakhe, nabafundi bakhe babekwazi ukwenza noma ngabe yini, babengakwazi ukuthi bamakhele igathulo. Kodwa ke ngokuthi ke wayengenandaba ke nazo ke lokho akuzange kwenzeke.
Because he knows that he only visit here for a short while, bless our planet, and then he will return to the glory of heaven.
Ngoba ke wayazi kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ke umhambi noma uyisihambi la emhlabeni wayezele nje ukuthi ke aze la azosenza ukuthi sibe ngcwele abese ke uyahamba abuyele ezulwini.
Too many of us we do not live the life of the renunciation physically or materially, but inside our heart the things of the world has no longer any attractiveness after we have known the way to heaven.
Iningi ke lethu seliyazi asenandaba nobukhazikhazi balamhlabeni ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke ikusasa lethu lisezulwini.
Nevertheless, we could live in both worlds at the same time.
Kodwa ke yize kunjalo singakwazi ukuthi siphile kulemhlaba yombili ngesikhathi sodwa.
And that is the beauty of having the physical life also, that we can compare to heavenly life and we can appreciate it more. And that's why we are born in this physical planet.
Ngakho ke kubalekile ke ukuthi ke nala emhlabeni kulempilo yenyama kusabalekile ukuthi siphile ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi impilo yethu siyenze ibe mbaqambini kube yala kulomhlaba kuphinde futhi kube yale ezulwini futhi sizithokozele zombili lezi zimpilo.
We descend into darkness so that we will recognize the light again. We will appreciate the light again. We descend into suffering so that we will again enjoy blessedness in heaven.
Sehlela ebumnyameni ukuze ukuthi ke sikwazi ukuthi ke sithokozele ukukhanya ezulwini. Simphinde ke futhi ke singene la ebubini sikwazi ke ukuthi ke siphumelele futhi siphume einkingeni.
That's why no matter how many mistakes we make, how much we err, we are still the sons and daughters of heaven. We came here just to make a comparison. We come here so that we can be God again, can enjoy heaven again.
Sizela emhlabeni noma ngabe ke sona kangakanani, siyazi ukuthi ke ikusasa lethu lisezulwini.
The reason why many of us have forgotten it, because once we descend into this illusionary planet, there are so many things to see, so many things to do, and the pleasure of the physical existence is almost very, very attractive as compared to the ecstasy of heaven. And because we have left behind the beauty of the kingdom of God, we have left behind the security of our original home. So here we made ourselves at home.
Abanga ke ukuthi ke iningi lethu ke liyakhohla ngalempilo le ngoba sithi ke uma sesicabanga ke ngalempilo noma sesiphila lempilo la emhlabeni inobukhazikhazi sibe seke sesiyakhohla ngalempilo engale ezulwini noma ngabe sikukhumbula suke sibe sesiphila kule ngathi sesiyaphupha ke manje ke impilo.
And then we have been too busy, attracted to all of these wonders, also of the creation of God in this physical dimension, that we do not remember how to access to heaven again until we are tired, until we really could not bear anymore the suffering, the injustice, the unfairness of this world. Then we begin to wonder again.
Siyathatheka ke lobukhazikhazi noma ubuhle bemvelo engicabanga ukuthi okunye ke kwenziwe umuntu lobu ubuntu umuntu lobuhle esibonayo sikhohlweke ngokwasezulwini kodwa ke ukuthi mase singene inkingeni singasakwazi ukuphuma mase sibona inhlupheko esizungezile bese kuba yimasicabanga ke ngokwaphezulu okwasezulwini.
That's when we start to want to go back home or have access to heaven. And that's when God Almighty would guide us to someone who knows the key, who knows the way back home.
Yileso sikhathi ke bese sicabanga ngaso ukuthi ke sibuyele ezulwini futhi ke uNkulunkulu ke wethu abese esithumelela umuntu ozokwazi ukuthi asihole asibuyisele kuyena ezulwini.
The Indian tradition has a saying that when the disciples are ready, the master appear. Where is the master? Who is this?
Abasendiya ke banenkolelo ethi ke uma ngabe ke kukhona ke lezo inkinga umaster lo ubeseke uyaqhamuka. Ubani lo master? Uphi futhi lo master?
The master is inside us. The master is God.
Umaster lo ungaphakathi kithina. Umaster lo uNkulunkulu.
The master is the vastness of the universal power and limitless love. But when we are in this physical body, that power has to be housed in another physical body or another physical instrument so that we can make contact in the beginning.
Lokho ke kwenzeka ke kuloluthando olungakhulunywa noma oluthule namandla lawa angena kuphela awanginaphakade okuyiwona asebenza ngaphakathi kithina.
Because we also have this universal power within us already. So once we remember it through another physical office, physical instrument, we will again become the master of our destiny.
Ngoba ke sinalo uthando olungaphakathi kithina olungabandlululi, siyakwazi-ke ukuthi ke sibe sesiba ngibo-ke omaster la ngaphakathi kithina.
We will be one again with God. We will be the being that we originally are before we descend into this physical planet.
Sizoba munye noNkulunkulu uma sesibuyela kulomhlaba wethu.
To access to heaven is very easy.
Ukuthi ke sikhumaneke nasezulwini kulula kakhulu.
More easy than earning money, more easy than driving car, more easy than anything that we could imagine.
Kulula ukudlula ukuthola noma ukuhola imali noma ukushayela imoto noma ngabe yini ongase uyicabanga.
Because the Bible stated that the kingdom of God is at hand. It is so.
Ngokuba iBhayibheli-ke liyasho-ke ukuthi-ke umbuso kaNkulunkulu usufikile, nangempela kunjalo.
I'm going to show you how to get back to heaven every day, if you're willing to.
Sengizonikhombisa-ke ukuthi-ke ningabuyela kanjani noma singabuyela kanjani ezulwini uma ngabe nifisa.
There are three ways we can do this. The first way is if you're not ready for serious research of yourself, then you could just try a few minutes. If you want to know a little more of yourself, of heaven, then you try a little more, harder, with the second grade. If you're really serious, really want to go home and have no more desire to stay in this world again after this life, then we have the so-called initiation. We would give you instruction about an hour or half an hour so that you know what to do yourself every day. Then you become your own teacher.
Kunezindlela-ke ezintathu-ke ezingalandelwa-ke uma ngabe-ke ufisa-ke ukuthi uye ezulwini noma sikufikise ezulwini. Okokuqala ukuthi-ke uzame ukuthi-ke ufike noma uthandaze kulokhu. Uma ngabe kuloko wehluleka noma ungakwazi ukungena kulelo qembu lelo lokuzama, kufanele ukuthi kungene kule yesibili ingxenye yokuthi-ke uzame kakhulu ngamandla. Uma nalapho futhi wehluleka, sizongena-ke kule ngxenye yesithathu-ke, okuwukuthi-ke lapho-ke usuzofakwa ukuthi-ke uqaliswe-ke ukuthi-ke ungene kulesi sifundiso lesi sakhe udade lo. Kodwa-ke lokho-ke mhlambe-ke bayakusiza ukuthi-ke ujule ngokomqondo noma imizuzu engacishe ibe ngamashumi amathathu.
Whether you are serious or not, we all still have a taste of heaven.
Noma ngabe sizimisele, noma ngabe awuzimisele, usazukwazi ke futhi ke ukwazi ukuthi ke uthinte okwasezulwini.
Today,
namuhla,
after this lecture finish,
emva kwaleku sifundo lesi.
Because heaven belongs to every one of us, we should know it.
Ngokuthi ke izulu leli lingelethu sonke, kufanele lokho sikwazi.
That's the only way that we can end all the suffering, finish all the ignorance, and know our own greatness, and enjoy the bliss of heaven here and now and after and forever.
Iyona ke ndlela ke le esingakwazi ukuthi siqede ukuhlupheka, inhlupheko, noma ngabe yini okunye okungasiphethe kahle, bese ke siphila ke impilo emnandi elandelayo.
We appreciate your presence today on Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 2 of The Invisible Passageway. Up next is Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May our world flourish in peace, harmony, and loving kindness.